Following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance, or how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path, and so much more. Whatever your financial goal, Nathan can get you there faster. And now, here's your host, Nathan Ross.
Welcome to the Be a Planner TaxMass Show. I am your host, Nathan Ross, CPA. And as you know, we start off each show by asking, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or create significantly more wealth over the rest of your lifetime? We are planners, whereas most CPAs are reporters that simply focus on what happened a year ago or last year, as the case may be. But as planners, we're focused on helping you achieve twice the financial freedom with at least one of our strategies that self-made millionaires claim to help you achieve. Or I guess I should say it's not the money, it's the lifestyles crowd, or the lifestyle crowd, I'm sorry, a little Freudian slip there. As Grant Cardone says, and I'm not a big Grant Cardone fan, but every once in a while one of his videos unavoidably pops up on YouTube, and I heard him say that the only people that say it's not the money, it's the lifestyle, already have their money. And I got to thinking about that, and, you know, I can't think of anybody that says that that doesn't have the money, or at least doesn't want you, or they want you to think they've got it, whether they've got it or not. So I think that's typical, and it's similar to telling you, it's probably the reason that similar folks will tell you to just rip the Band-Aid off and subject your retirement savings to tax when you don't need to get started with real estate investments. And, you know, I can tell you that that will cost you about 30% or more, depending on which state you're in, and depending on how much money you've got. It could be even higher than 30%. And, you know, you really should stop and think at that moment in time, why would I do that? Or why would I do this if it's being posed to you at that moment? And it sounds good. It's, you know, usually done in the context of a bit of machoism, I would suggest, where it's not just this that they're suggesting. They want to be different. They want to be somewhat the antithesis to the normal crowd. And I guess I'm going to suggest to you that on some matters, going with the flow or going with the crowd might make sense. And if you're giving out advice where you really don't understand the tax rules involved, that's probably one of the scenarios that I could think of where you really need to get someone that's familiar with your facts and circumstances to make that determination. Maybe it's harmless advice. Maybe you've got Roth funds, for instance, meaning you've got retirement money that are in Roth accounts to where you qualify to take those dollars out, and there is some qualifications. It's not just anybody that can go yank the money out of their Roth without paying some tax. Of course, the principal contributions will typically be be tax-free. But bottom line is, we want to help you achieve the highest level of financial freedom that the Internal Revenue Code is able to afford you. And so we look to optimize the use of your retirement money, because in most Americans' case, certainly most of our clients' case, that's where the majority of your family's net worth is bottled up. So in any event, so we are looking to help you understand The risk that you have as you move towards retirement, there's assorted risks. The two most common are the longevity risk. In fact, there's a couple articles this week that explain the new RMD requirements that kick in for this year and the extended life expectancy tables that the IRS has implemented. So you need to understand that as a male, you're expected to live to 85, 86 year old status on average. Females should get to 87 or 88 on average. And if you're sitting here at 55, 56, 57, as most of our clients are, or many of our clients are, I guess I should say, that's a long time. And the question or the issue becomes, and if you're not thinking this way, now's the time to start. Will you outlive your money, or will your money outlive you? And that's the question that most folks don't like addressing or thinking about, but that's clearly the way to be thinking about how you structure your investments. Do you just put them in your dollars, your wealth, into annuities or income, index funds, etc., or do you put it into crypto? No, I'm just joking. Or do you put it into real estate private partnerships, which as an asset space have outperformed virtually every other class, unless perhaps you're a corporate insider and you can issue, you know, tens of millions of options every year. You know, you're a Tim Cook or a Larry Ellison or you know, Elon Musk, etc., then, you know, the stock market's for you. If you're an insider, trust me, the stock market is tailor-made for you. That's who it's made for, if you think about it, and you don't worry too much about the dips. So in any event, we like, and most of our clients are heavily invested in real estate private partnership syndications involving apartments. Some are doing industrial complexes or medical healthcare facilities, strip centers, retail rather. And so there's assorted genres or classes of real estate, but the key and what we're always focused on is cash flow. You know, we don't care too much about land unless it's a very near-term conversion to a cash flow generating asset, such as I know there's been some recent apartment transactions where some acreage came with it that was connected to it that would allow you to build more of the little geese that lay the golden eggs. And so, you know, in that sense, that's something that we do take as a positive. But to just buy a piece of land and sit on it to where all you're going to do is spend money on taxes, some maintenance, probably got to mow the land, etc., that's not necessarily what we're looking for. We're getting ready to come up to the first break here, and we'll be back momentarily, and then we'll get into some of the news that took place this week and bring you up to date on some tax issues. Again, this is the Be A Planner Tax Smash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. We'll be right back.
Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile, but don't worry, be happy, 'cause when you're worried, your face will frown.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
Tune in to the Ray Massey Reverse Mortgage Show and hear how Houstonians 62 and older can access the home equity they have in their home and become mortgage payment free.
Wednesday and Friday afternoon at 1 and Saturday afternoon at 3. That's Ray Massey Reverse Mortgage Show with Trayvor Mortgage on KSEV.
KSEV and its advertisers want to thank you, the listeners, for all your continued support. Without you supporting our advertisers, there would not be a Voice of Texas. We stand behind our clients, and if you're looking to boost and grow your business, join the great team at KSEV and its loyal audience by calling a member of our sales staff at 281-588-4800. That's 281-588-4800. KSEV, loyal listeners and dependable advertisers, are the Voice of Texas.
If you are among the 6 million Americans living with Alzheimer's or care for someone with Alzheimer's or dementia, there is free help and support available 24/7. Visit ALZ.org or call 800-272-3900.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living. And on that highway going nowhere was an exit overdue.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Taxmas show with Nathan Ross, and we were just discussing the concept of real estate private partnership syndications and how that particular asset class is one of the better ways to invest your real estate, or I'm sorry, invest your wealth already that's accumulated to generate above average returns. And for those of you that don't understand the math involved, I'm going to mention a little bit of it today in anticipation of tomorrow's show. And the Be a Planner syndication math show is on Sundays here on KSEV, 7 a.m. And we go into some of the metrics that you want to become familiar with so that you can understand when you're looking at opportunities, you know, how you can assess which ones are likely prospects for doing what we look at, which is doubling your net worth, or at least your invested capital. I shouldn't say, well, doubling your net worth is also the target collectively, but on individual transactions, we're looking to double your throughput, double your returns about every 3.5 to 4 years. Those are the transactions, at least from a pro forma standpoint, that we're going to help you assess and understand more fully what you're signing up for. That's the issue. And, you know, there's a lot of legalese and the document stack that you're going to be given to review that explain the disclosures, etc. And you know, there's a lot of legalese and tricky language, the way that disclosures are made, that we want to make sure you understand what this transaction, irrespective of what you might have done previously, even with the same sponsor, same syndicator, things change. So in the scenario where maybe you're interested in how you can work with us, you know, we need to understand more about your specific facts and circumstances, and whether you're thinking you may want to connect with us or not before you do any investing, whether it's in this particular asset space or any other, please consult with your existing advisors that understand your facts and circumstances already and know whether or not that something you heard on the radio or viewed on a video, maybe a webinar, investment summary, opportunity, etc. Just make sure that those possibilities, those opportunities comport with an outcome or a potential outcome that works for your specific facts and circumstances. But beyond that, if you don't have someone already, sure. Connect with us. Complete our client intake forms that you can find at baplanner.com. That's baplanner.com. And once we can review that information and understand more about what you or your family's facts and circumstances are, then we can show you how you can access your retirement money to invest in these private partnerships. That doesn't matter whether you're old enough, meaning 59 and a half or older, or whether you are, disenchanted with your job and you want to quit. You know, we would suggest you continue whatever income streams you have until you've had enough time investing whatever funds you have available into some, let's call them prototype investment opportunities, where you can see how these investment partnerships work and you can be more confident that your objectives will be met. But again, three steps: access your retirement money, invest in private real estate partnerships, and theoretically, depending on how we can get your tax life structured, get tax-free income for life. And that's the goal here, is to minimize the tax cut that comes out so that the dollars stay invested in whatever transactions that you find or that we assist you in analyzing that will make money and effectively double your retirement lifestyle if we do it correctly, because we want to use the tax savings to allow those dollars to continue on in the investment opportunities instead of going to the IRS prematurely. And again, there's a lot of bad advice out there, so you got to be careful, but I'm suggesting to you that you can absolutely invest. Typically, you can invest your current funds. And I'm going to say, in the case where you're married in the great state of Texas, you live here in Texas, you can get to your current 401, 403B, 457, IRA, etc., to invest those funds in these types of assets. So don't put off retirement for another 15, 20 years when you could generate enough investment income to retire, quote unquote, whatever that means. I'm going to use Marvin Zindler's sign off for many years, which was, go golfing, go fishing, or do whatever makes you happy. That's retirement. When you can get out of bed in the morning and you do what you want to do, and maybe it's continuing to work. A lot of people like to work. I for one, love what I do, and I don't look at, I hear the words being spoken on the air about, being chained to your cubicle, et cetera. Hey, if you get satisfaction, some people translate or try to transfer their dissatisfaction with a job or life in general. I mean, I hear more people that I actually know personally talk about how happy they are with their current lifestyle, that, boy, I tell you, if you knew them personally, you would question how they're defining that as happiness. If that's happiness, I don't want to be happy. I want to be unhappy, because I like what I do. I like my life. I enjoy doing what I do every day. I like to see the benefits that come from planning, and I like to see that for clients probably more than even in my own situation, because it's so desperately needed in today's times. And it's not just the economy. It's not just what tax brackets are getting ready to do. It's being prepared. It's planning the life that you want, and some people might say deserve. Look, you don't deserve anything unless you understand how to get there. What's the roadmap to get there? And I hear about roadmaps on some of these other shows, and I'm going to tell you right now, when the roadmap involves cashing out your current retirement funds and leaving 30 to 40% of it in the IRS's coffers, that's a bad map. You need to get a different map, because there are multiple ways of getting somewhere. And I know, I often think of Westheimer Road as the example in the city of Houston there, where you most of you folks are. And you know, you can go either direction from any point you're at on Loop 410, and you'll likely see a Westheimer sign before you know it. And it's crazy, if you just knew when you were in Bel Air and you head south or southeast, that you could have gone north northwest and you would have been there in 2 minutes versus 30 minutes or 35 minututes. I'm here in Thailand, in the city of Bangkok, where we've got more than a few Westheimers. And I tell you what, if you don't know which direction your compass is pointed, you're in for a long haul to get to that exit. And you may get there on the wrong side, which here in Bangkok is not nearly as forgiving as it is in Houston. But in any event, so essentially being able to access your funds, invest your funds in real estate, private partnership syndications, that's kind of the roadmap that we utilize with many of our clients. And then from there, we've got several options as to how to rebalance your investments to get enough into the tax-free category. It's not necessarily 100% of your dollars. There's optimal amounts that we want to achieve that with. And for those of you that have been following the Build Back Better Act, I'm assuming that you're aware that Roth conversions have been targeted by Congress. I guess this is still another example of how the taxpayers, when given a set of rules, it's amazing how they'll figure out the best use of those rules to further their own interest. And apparently certain members in Congress, I guess it'd be the more progressive folks, which is it's kind of counterintuitive. We would think that being progressive would embrace the concept of generating more retirement wealth to where you wouldn't be relying on, well, I guess that's where it makes sense now, just occurred to me. They want us to rely on the government for our future. Therefore, they've got more control over the levers to dictate behavior. But I'm going to suggest to you, for you to be independent of government assistance, you need to achieve as much retirement wealth as you can to where you don't need it if it goes away. Because let me tell you, with the way the deficits are accumulating, it is merely a matter of 7 to 8 years when there will be no more discretionary budget. There will be no ability for the U.S. government to fund both the interest on the debt and everything else that's discretionary currently, okay? Because the amount of discretionary budget that's left now is so small that if you extrapolate out the current trend for borrowing, you make some assumptions on the interest rate, which inflation is going to drive rates up, as you're already starting to read and hear and see, it's just a matter of time. And so the tax brackets, theoretically, which are on sale today, never been lower in most of our lifetimes. Now's the time to convert to your pre-tax dollars over to the Roth if you want to be prepared for 2029 to 30. So in any event, I believe we're coming up on a second break here. And so again, we'll be back in a few minutes with the Be a Planner show with Nathan Ross. Oh, by the way, for anyone that wants to make a call in, the number's 281-558-5738. We'll be right back. Reach out and lead me, guide me and keep me in the shelter of your care each day.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com. Or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You
can say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
If you're looking to sell or buy a home and in need of the best realtors out there, look no further than the Matthews team at RE/MAX Legends. Ronnie and Kathy Matthews have instilled in each and every team member their hard work and honest values, and believe me, it's paid off. This incredible team's agents has an average tenure of over 10 years, so it's clear that the Matthews team truly knows the Houston area market and what it takes to get a home sold quickly. They're employee-owned. They care about their clients, and they always go the extra mile to ensure that each sale and purchase is seamless and smooth. The Matthews team are the number one RE/MAX team in Texas and have been for over 20 years. Call the Matthews team at 281-440-7900 or see for yourself and go online at ronnieandkathy.com. They sell over 900 homes a year, and they know every inch of the buying and selling market in the greater Houston area. Call the Matthews team. I chose them as my realtor, and you should too. The Matthews team and RE/MAX Legends, your realtor for life. 281-440-7900. That's 281-440-7900.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Mesh Show with Nathan Ross. And before the break, we were talking about the prospect of perhaps getting your pre-tax funds converted over to Roth, sometime optimally for most people. If you were trying to optimize the tax bracket you pay the conversion tax on, you would probably do it over, 5 to 10 years would be what I see. If I look out over the next 5 to 10 years on where tax brackets are likely to be, and a lot of this, obviously all of this is conjecture based on what you read in the press, based on what retirement planning experts are saying, based on what tax planning experts are saying, and yet all in the background, you've got significant uncertainty just within the Democratic Party itself, where now I'm assuming you've read this week, after getting shut down on the voting rights legislation, now they're talking about pivoting back to the Build Back Better and breaking up the Build Back Better into chunks, which they think will give them the ability to slip the significant spending measures that are in the Build Back Better Act and tax measures, one can only assume, back into legislation in smaller chunks. I guess it's akin to those of us that take vitamins. You really probably shouldn't be swallowing 20 pills at once. You should probably break those into multiple gulps, I guess, and I know that won't apply to you 30-year-olds out there. You won't begin to understand. Just look at mom and dad, and like myself, I used to look at my mom and dad and think, what in the world are they doing taking all these pills? And it's only once you become 60 years old do you begin to have some inkling of why you spend so much time shoving little capsules into pill boxes, once a week, once a month, whatever your routine is. And trust me, I'm happy to do it. If it continues to allow me to escape COVID, as an example, by taking my zinc and my D3 and my vitamin C and assorted others, I'll do it. I don't really begrudge the time. So In any event, the same scenario applies with Roth. If you were to take a $300,000 or $800,000 pre-tax 401 account or IRA and decide to roll that into a Roth all in 1 year, the odds are that when you add that income that you choose to convert to your existing already earned income, whether that's from a job or whether it's investment income, the odds are you're going to get way up into the higher tax brackets and you're going to spend a lot more in tax. And so, and I'm going to talk about a couple of ways to do this conversion, but I'm going to suggest to you the first issue is timing. And by timing it correctly, where we look at the other elements of taxable income that you might have, we would like to see those conversions take place in the 22% to 24% bracket at the most. And, you know, if we have a scenario where we can get it done at a lower bracket, that's even better. And so, you know, it's not a scenario where we want to run out and immediately convert every dollar we have. That's just as bad as you, well, it's not quite as bad, but it's almost as bad as you ripping the Band-Aid off at the outset to go invest in real estate. And in fact, we would rather do this after you've already invested in real estate private partnership syndications. And you're probably wondering, well, gee, how would I do that if I've already put my money into you know, the real estate partnerships? How do I get it out? Well, the good news is you don't have to get your money out. You can use other funds, be it within the tax-deferred account or, better yet, outside. We would prefer to see a client spend money that's already had the tax paid on it to make the conversion tax payment. But, you know, each person's different. Your facts and circumstances, your resources, et cetera, will be different. And that's part of why you want to work with someone that understands these rules so that you know, you're able to optimize on that conversion. So let's pick up further here on the concept of converting after you've invested in real estate private partnerships. And this discussion is something that you definitely do not do this on your own. It's not a DIY strategy. Don't try this at home kind of thing, because there's a lot of places to stub your toe. That said, it has enormous opportunity for those that have decided that these real estate private partnership syndications is a desirable spot to put your money into. And so think about this for a minute. If you've got, let's call it $100,000, so the math's easier here. Let's call it $1 million. Well, no, let's call it 100. That'll be more relevant. And you've got that money sitting in a pre-tax account with your employer's 401. You're married and you're living in the great state of Texas. First of all, thank the good Lord that you're living in the great state of Texas, because it's not many states that we can execute the legal strategy necessary to hit on all cylinders. Gets us access to your money, gets you the ability to control your money, decide what to invest it in, you know, how much, when, where, and with whom. You're the one that effectively becomes the custodian. There is no custodial requirement for the 401 trust that we utilize. And so that's the first thing, is that you control your money. Secondly, once you roll that money over into the self-directed 401 trust, you've got the ability to then determine what you're going to invest in. And with respect to these real estate partnerships, it may shock you, and it shouldn't make you be fearful necessarily, but it may shock you to learn that once you invest a dollar in a private company, whether it's a real estate investment, an apartment building, or whether it's a friend of yours coffee shop, and that has other tax complications as well, but I'm just trying to compare the risk factor of your money being in an account at Schwab, versus being in a private company. And if you think about it, a dollar is pretty much worth a dollar when it's in the Schwab account. You've got a marketable security that you could sell on the stock exchange on a moment's notice. There's no prohibition against you selling it or conveying it to another party. Now contrast that with real estate private partnership syndications, where right out of the chute, when you put your money into that transaction, you've got restrictions, you've got risk. And if you don't believe me, go take a look at any private placement memorandum you can put your hands on. There's assorted real estate private placement memorandums out there in the internet space, you know, samples, of course, not offers to invest, can't do that. But as far as the samples, go look at the section that identifies the risk of the specific investment that you may be considering to undertake. And what I would suggest to you is, unlike the index fund, mutual fund, stock shares, whatever, mutual funds, et cetera, that you've got at Schwab, there is no readily liquidatable exchange that you can sell your interest on. In fact, it's even more restrictive. You can't sell your interest. It's specified right in the documents. And there's SEC rules involved. There's the syndicator's policies involved. There's assorted reasons you can't do that. Well, you're also in a scenario where on a $15 million capital raise, in other words, maybe it's a $60 million complex that's being acquired, you may be a 0.007, not even 1% owner. So you've got a lack of majority control risk. In other words, if you could even vote, and in most cases you get little, if any, voting opportunity, then your restrictions cause a dilution in value such that a discount for lack of majority control will apply, just like a discount for lack of liquidity, being able to sell. There's assorted other risk. You may not be able, or I say you, the partnership may not be able to refinance when they think they will. May not be able to find a lender that'll refinance due to market conditions. They may not be able to sell when they think they're going to sell. You're relying on a small, relatively small team to execute the business model. You just go down the list. There's 20 to 25 risk identified for each project in every syndication private placement memorandum, or PPM, as we call it, the acronym. And so bottom line is, when you look at the discounts to fair value to come up with fair market value, which is what the conversion will be based on, you're going to see significant discounts ranging from 0.5%, which that's not significant, unless there's 15 of them, which there's at least that, up to the 20 to 25%. That a couple of those that I just mentioned will apply. So now you're looking at significant discounts to fair value that will probably value the piece that we would look to convert at somewhere in the 30 to 40% range of each dollar. So think about that. On $100,000, your conversion tax will be based on $30,000 to $40,000, depending on the project and the specific risks that apply. That's a material advantage compared to your dollar sitting at Schwab, assuming you've made the decision to invest in these kind of investments. So it's definitely something that can help you in your quest to generate more wealth, not just by the returns that you're going to make, but by being able to more efficiently use your capital. And so in any event, that's definitely something for those of you that may be on the fence, but you're thinking, hey, maybe these real estate private partnerships make sense to consider. Getting ready to come up on our third break. And again, if any of you have questions, 281-558-5738 is for a call, or shoot me a text at 713-581-0195. We'll be right back with the BF Planner Tax Mash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. The Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, focuses exclusively on helping investors understand the current options for investing. The syndication arena has changed. You can now take advantage of direct online investing options without expensive upfront membership fees. Nathan Ross, CPA, discusses these options and more, including the math involved with partnership selection, reporting, and performance. On the Syndication Math Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, Sundays at 7 a.m. right here on KSEV.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor radio show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at SkeetersAuto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
Okay, welcome back to the Be a Planner Tax Man Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. And I wanted to mention that on the Syndication Mass Show tomorrow morning, we had a syndicator scheduled to come on the show last Sunday. Unfortunately, he was ill at the last minute, so we punted until this week. I've confirmed that he is back in the saddle, so to speak, and we look forward to interviewing the syndicator Medina Sheikh tomorrow with Macon Investments. Medina is in the middle of a current capital raise on a new syndication of property out off 1960 there in Houston, and it's not a property that you necessarily can participate in at this moment, because I believe they've already moved far enough into the transaction where you might be prohibited to walk up at the last minute. I'll let Medina address that. But bottom line is, Medina is someone that plans on doing many more projects, at least from what I can gather. And it's someone that, you know, you will have the ability, if you choose to participate, by calling in with questions, to ask questions that maybe you've been wondering about with respect to these syndications. And yes, I invest in real estate. I've got properties, independently owned properties that I operate, but I don't syndicate, or I haven't syndicated to date. And so I always like hearing from the syndicator's own mind how they determine certain things. I like to find out how investor friendly they're going to be in terms of getting us to our financial metrics that we're seeking to accomplish as an investor. I also like to understand the fee load that's being placed on a transaction, because I am keenly focused on investor capital dilution, which is something we're seeing an inordinate amount of currently with some of the options that you may have. And I'll just suggest to you that there's several warning signs. When you see the words, quote, sole discretion, end quote, multiple times in an operating agreement, your radar should go up. And, you know, it's amazing how a lot of folks will hand over $100,000 or more of their hard-earned savings capital. They've worked, you know, I don't know, many years to accumulate, and they don't really understand that they're you know, getting married. And it's worse, you're getting married with, well, I say it's worse, I guess it depends on your perspective. You're getting married with a prenuptial agreement that you haven't even bothered to read. And that's amazing that I see that happen all the time. I've had people come to me after they did that, and now they're concerned because there's no transparent reporting, there's no quarterly financial statements being provided, there's no financial statements for the affiliates that are getting paid with your partnership's money to either manage or otherwise do construction, rehab, whatever. There's no accountability is what I'm trying to say. They don't provide monthly bank statements so you can see the flows, or you can hand off to your accountant to look at and help you understand. They don't provide closing statements on either the purchase or the sell. So how will you know whether or not they executed what they said they would in the private placement memorandum or the operating agreement? So again, you know, we're looking for that information, and it goes further. There's no details provided as to how did you determine there was no excess cash to distribute this month, this quarter, this year. You know, how did you make that determination? And then who got it? How do we determine that someone else that had $100,000 invested got the same amount that I did if I had 100? These are just common, these are owner type responsibilities as I see it that the syndicator has. And I understand it's a little bit of a headache. Okay, use a portal option where you upload it on a one-to-many basis. You don't need to be on the phone talking to each investor every month, but you surely need to help with the transparency so that an investor has a way, without bugging you, perhaps, to understand how the partnership is progressing. I'll give you another one. Well, let me finish this one on the details. You know, we'd like to see detailed work papers for calculations on fees. How did you determine what the asset management fee was this month versus 6 months ago? How did you determine the amount of operational cash flow, refinance cash flow, property sale cash flow, etc., without providing, you know, some sort of work paper? And it's not that we think you're being dishonest or nefarious, etc. Hey, I've been doing this 20 plus years. I will tell you that honest mistakes are the bulk of what we see when we get this information. Mistakes nonetheless. And when they affect you, or whether they affect you or the syndicator, it only helps to have somebody looking at these calculations and making sure that they see what they were told on the front end. And if you can understand it on the front end, you ought to be able to explain it on the back end. And that's something that we rarely get without applying some diplomatic pressure, I guess I might say. Lastly, one that's so easy, and it amazes me that all syndicators don't do this. Some do, and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction, is a complete partnership tax return, Form 1065. And by the way, we'd like to see that on the affiliated entities, your property management company, your construction rehab company. We want to see this, you know, transparent reporting on any hand that's reaching into the pot to take money out or that's being paid money with my partnership or our partnership, if we're both invested, as the case is at times. It's rare, but it happens. to make sure that we're getting what we signed up for. And then lastly, we're looking for the ability to have some say-so, some voting, not on daily, you know, we're not deciding on hiring the next leasing agent. I'm not talking about that, but when you suggest that we need to increase compensation to the manager team or bonuses, you know what? That's something your partners ought to vote on. And I understand, again, the words sole discretion doesn't allow for that. So we look for that information, and we make sure that our clients are aware. We don't tell you whether to invest or not invest. That's your call at the end of the day. But what we do or try to do is help you understand what you're going to sign up for. I want to circle back for a minute to the tax brackets that I alluded to earlier, and just so you can understand, when I say we want to, on a Roth conversion, we would like to optimize, and other tax strategies, by the way, it's not just Roth conversions, to where we pay, if there's a tax cost involved, as there is with a Roth conversion, we want to try to stay in the 22 to 24% tax bracket. Now, obviously, if you're making $1 million or more, or to be, I guess, more specific, if you're married filing joint, and you're making more than $647,850, your next dollar, what we call the incremental tax bracket, is 37%. That occurs for married filing joint at $647,851. That extra dollar, 37 cents of it, goes to the government. Now, that's just the tax bracket piece. You could also be hit with the net investment income tax, depending on how your income is made up. That would add another 3.8% in tax. And of course, if you live in assorted states, California, I believe 13% is their highest bracket. I can't remember where that occurs on the scale. But bottom line is, to keep a married filing joint couple in the no more than 24%, that's $340,000, $340,100 of taxable income. And so, you know, for some of our clients, it's impossible to generate 24% tax dollars because they're already so close to that line. So 32% becomes the next highest bracket, or the next lowest bracket, I guess, and next highest. And that is from 340,100 up to 431. So, you know, for someone that's got $1 million to convert, $75,000 to $100,000 a year over the next 10 years, that is much less painful than if we wait for brackets to go up to, 60% or higher, which is what the Build Back Better Act will do for some folks, not for folks at the levels we're talking about here. But if you're over $1 million, well, who knows what it'll turn into. It could be much lower because congressmen changed their mind depending on which way the wind's blowing today, as you've noticed. In fact, speaking of that, you'll notice that the discussion this week, and actually it started, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks ago, is that the progressive wing of the Democratic Party has laid down a marker again. The SALT, state and local tax provision, has to go away before they're going to be willing to move forward. Anyway, I hear the music coming for the end of the show. Again, as always, I've enjoyed today's show. It's always good to refresh people's memories on how some of these rules work and the opportunities that we have. But we'll be back next week. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 a.m., with Medina Sheikh, syndicator. It'll be a very enlightening interview, I hope. And then we'll see you again here on Saturdays again next week. The Be A Planner Tax Smash Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Be A Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be A Planner Show here on AM 700 KSEV.